Soul Trust Records one time. Norfolk City.
The cuffs. Know you've been hungry, so the spit's enough. Soul Trust Records, say they do that, yeah. Revolutionaries, put your fists in the air. Revolutionaries, put your seeds in the soil. Zang CDGs, got the weeds in the oil. Young Paul Hooligan, white man, got the problem, got the tool again. Mau Mau in the house with the nappy head. Kyrie, shells all in the nappy dread. What I said, Southeast BA, Greek Fest, riot to the DJ. Pond replay, simile, energy, steady flow, remember it. Stay true when it comes to the elements. Hannibal, bark up with the elephant. Hear your whole team hella bent.
We gon' do what we gon' do, cause life ain't fair like the boys. Blue. That's why you only roll with a chosen few. People be the cure, but the poison too. Cause we gon' do what we gon' do. Cause life ain't fair like the boys in blue. That's why you only roll with a chosen few. People be the cure, but the poison too.
Nothing venture, it's nothing gain. Beach the bangs, the bees, Novocaine. Hold your chain, boy, hold your grill. Bite your ear, boy, holy feel. Got no chill, got no manners. First one to spit on your stars, make a banner. Sick with the grammar, birds got flu. Me and my cool got the whole city cool. Still feeling like 1992. Cross color jeans or a Reebok suit. If you need a winner, boy, we got a few. Don't start none, can't see it through. Pump it in your G.O. I'll be the 2016 Virgin Cleo. What it mean, no, really hit a set it off. Liquor shot, road boy, come let it off. One time.
Cause we gon' do what we gon' do. Cause life ain't fair like the poison blue. That's why you only roll with a chosen few. People be the cure, but the poison too. Cause we gon' do what we gon' do. Cause life ain't fair like the poison blue. That's why you only roll with a chosen few. People be the cure, but the poison too.
Welcome to another episode of Maroon Cast. I'm your host, Simile the RBG. Today I'm going to be flying solo without my co-host, KLC, because really this is just a quick communique. This is a mini episode analyzing right now where we are in this time and place where there's a lot of mobilizing around issues that are affecting the oppressed masses. Of course, we're speaking of globally, but more specifically here in occupied Turtle Island. And to be more specific, our highlight here in Maroon Cast, our focus is centering Black, Brown, Indigenous independence and liberation. Right now, we are seeing lots of contradictions being played out in the media, social media, and public squares and conversations. Contradictions between the imperialists and the colonialists, the neo-colonialists, the capitalists, and the oppressed masses who are being used for the benefit of the wealthy few. It's playing out every day, horror, terror, genocide, abuse, rape, incarceration, and a minor victory will be here, a minor victory will be there. Victories are victories, and we'll take every single victory, but victory, real victory, to me, similarly the RBG, looks like land, it looks like autonomy, sovereignty, it looks like independent self-determination. It looks like those who have made a fortune off of the blood, sweat, and tears of Black, Brown, Indigenous people paying reparations, freeing the land back to the stewards, back to utilizing and being one with our environment as opposed to being at war with it. And maybe even creating what we call more of a futuristic look, an Afrofuturistic, an indigenous futuristic aspect, where we even correct the mistakes of our ancestors and their patriarchy and other things that are not useful to the forwarding of humanity. Sexism, misogyny, LGBTQ, two-spirit, gender non-conforming, non-binary, hatred, phobia, harm, misogyny, again, clearly racism, anti-blackness, anti-indigeneity, anti-Asian sentiments. They're all around us in the quote-unquote movement, in the people that we fight against, in our own communities, whispered in our homes, a slap here, a punch there, a condescending word here, some gaslighting over there. We who are trying to push things forward to a better existence that maybe has never existed, to a better reality that has maybe never existed. These are the contradictions that are all around us and that we have to address. It's very difficult to try to summarize all of the things that are going on, you know, globally. There's no way possibly, but there are clashes that are inevitable because of haves and have-nots, and because of power domination and land usurpation and callousness and brutality and a lack of compassion and humanity. We're watching the COVID nightmare continue and people not still, almost a year later, with millions dead, people still frantically not giving a damn, others wanting to be vaccinated and being withheld from it because of politics, because of racism, because of capitalism. Within Turtle Island, for Black, Brown, Indigenous people, and outside of Turtle Island, or so-called United States Empire, which is hoarding the vaccinations, and other Black and Brown countries do not have access. And so now this disease is becoming something that is also a have versus the have-nots. Watching that, watching people struggle still for food, clothing, shelter, watching the continued protection of private property and profit margins for the elite few, the continued oppression being upheld in courts and prisons, by the police, the murders of Black, Brown, Indigenous people, the constant terror, harassment, stalking, abuse, to the point where people have given up and have almost sided with the police, determining what is a good shot and a bad shot when it comes to colonized people. And it blows my mind that right now people are having conversations about what is acceptable abuse, what is acceptable murder by the state against oppressed people. That's where we are. You know, but please understand this isn't a new development. Despite the stories we hear of the 60s and the 70s, everyone wasn't in favor of revolution. Everyone wasn't in favor of, change. Everyone wasn't in favor of going up against the state that has never given, in particular, Black people any autonomy whatsoever. But the state can't give you autonomy. Autonomy is something that you have to claim and you have to fight for it when it's being withheld. And our sovereignty as an internalized, colonized people, a nation born in the southern states where we were forced to go and have created culture, language, traditions, we, that nation, that new African nation, we're going to have to wake up. We're going to have to wake up and understand what we're facing. That it's not just, you know, bad police, a judge who had a bad day. It's not Democrats or Republicans. You know, it's not men are from Venus and women are from Mars or whatever. You know, just all sorts of ridiculous things that we come up with instead of dealing with the reality at hand that's facing us. And that is capitalism has created a humanitarian crisis around the globe. And people have relegated each other into categories of how they can get their own individual wealth, pleasure, power. And people don't look at each other as human beings. They look at each other as chess pieces that they can move around and, you know, again, get their own benefit for, their own material benefits for. That's where we are. Internally in our colonized communities, that's what we're dealing with when we're dealing with individuals who are citizens who are not a part of our communities. We're dealing with politicians in the state. Everybody's trying to manipulate and use people for their own benefits, their own wealth, their own power, their own ego. And in trying to attack against private corporations, politicians, individual citizens, state-sanctioned, you know, laws that have stripped us of our personhood, our identity, such as the 14th Amendment that completely stripped us of our autonomy and just told us that we were paper citizens who really don't have any rights, clearly, in 2021, as we're fighting for the same things over and over and over again. 13th Amendment still allows slavery. And so mass incarceration is the rule of the day in the United States of America, where prison labor is more flourishing and has more people involved in it than 200 years ago, slavery in the so-called United States of American empire. We're going to have to realize that this is bigger than our neighborhoods. This is bigger than our, you know, states, regions. And that it isn't accidental why Black, Brown, Indigenous people are going through what we're going through. Why new Africans are going through what we're going through. And why the people who are trying to their damnedest to come up with solutions to fight back and resist are incarcerated, are beaten, are censored, are terrorized, have their Facebooks and Twitters and Instagrams and YouTubes shut down. Because the empire is not going to let you just openly critique it and stir up the masses to want to do something better than this, to overthrow this. To go deeper than just constantly voting within the colonial system. It's like we're casting votes on this plantation. It makes no sense. But then one would have to see themselves as someone who is enslaved, as someone who has been captured, and as the comrade Thandazizwe said, conquered. Oh yes, we fought. We fought for centuries. We fought for centuries for our liberation. We haven't always fought for independence, though. Not Black people, not New African people. We have not always fought for independence. We fought often to be integrated into the burning house, as Martin Luther King said. So here we are in this burning fucking house. We haven't decided what our abolitionism is supposed to be. Do we actually think that we're going to close prisons and end policing without ending the imperialist state known as the United States, the empire, I should say, of colonized Turtle Island. Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here when there are 3 homicides a day by way of the police and multiple homicides and shootings a day by way of citizens? Where do we go from here when I live in a state that has the most incarcerated black people in the nation? And that's Maryland. Where do we go from here when people are in solitary confinement 23 and some 24 hours a day? Where do we go from here? When black trans women and black cis women are murdered en masse. And some are hyper-visible and some are invisible. Where do we go from here when our seniors aren't safe? Our babies can't go to McDonald's without getting hit by bullets. 7-year-olds being killed. 3-year-olds being killed at birthday parties. Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? Even as organizers, we're in these communities. We're not separate. Where do we go from here? Where are we going? What is the movement moving towards? Are we separating from this sovereign bully, this bomber of nations, this invader, this overthrower of elected sovereign governments and officials, this poisoner of waters, this stealer of lands, this raper, this prison, this mass imprisonment torture network? This colonialist and neo-colonialist, this empire of military bases around the world, where do we go as organizers? Where are we heading for? Again, what is the movement moving towards? These are the questions that I keep asking myself and my comrades. What is it that we're fighting for? Not just our own separate individual, campaigns that we're involved in, but what is the overall objective that we're headed for and going towards? And how do we feel safe even amongst each other when so many people are harmful and hateful towards each other? We can't just come out in our communities and just organize without dealing with all of the silly contradictions that we have amongst each other based on oppressing each other. People have to protect themselves, and they can't just go to any event. They can't just go. You hand someone a flyer. I don't know if I'm going to be safe. Are there rapists there? Is the organization that put this out going to make sure that we're safe when we're at this protest? Is the protest full of sexists, misogynists, misogynoir? Are they fatphobic? Are they transphobic? Is it an organization that's full of adults who don't want to hear anything the youth have to say? Is it a bourgeoisie, petty bourgeoisie organization that's trying to get you to vote and be more a part of the actual empire that's been destroying you for centuries? Is it classes? Is it aggressive towards the people or towards the state? Is it abusive? Is it egalitarian? Is it hoarding wealth and resources? Is it truly embedded in the community? Is it helping the community with food, clothing, shelter, defense, mediation? How do we align? Where do we draw the line? When I go out, I try to go to many different things, and sometimes I realize that this isn't where I should be. Not based on just petty beef, not based on just attitude, and, you know, based on tangible principles and ethics. Are you anti-capitalist? Are you anti-imperialist? Are you anti-colonial? Are you anti-bigotry, anti-sexism, anti-ageism, anti-ableism? Basic principles. They have to at least be there if we're going to consider ourselves unified in any type of alliances and federations and you know, to call ourselves a movement beyond just moving out like a sea, like a wave, mobilizing and then drifting back to our own spaces. That in and of itself isn't sustainable, to just drift out together and then we fall back. No communication, no real building amongst each other after that, just back to our own special interests. What is our purpose? I ask people that. And I'm going to be asking people that more and more while I'm out. Don't just hand me a flyer and tell me it's about this one-time thing. Revolution isn't a one-time event. It isn't a one-issue event. It isn't a one-cause event. We're dealing with multiple contradictions because of the way that this nation chooses to rule itself and others without the input and say-so of those who are just forced into it. We're just forced into communities. We're forced into schools that are inadequate. We're forced into, prisons and packed and forgotten about and left to sit in solitary confinement for 23 hours with a pandemic raging and correction officers who don't even wear masks and don't give people any type of proper PPE and prevention. Who don't give people medical care, adequate food, adequate sunshine, education, any type of reformation. We keep speaking to people about this and how prison is no place to rehabilitate or reform anyone. It's just a continuation of the 13th Amendment's ability to be able to use prison labor, but also to make sure that we have a criminal class at all times, to just keep pumping it out. The schools are inadequate. The neighborhoods are inadequate. And the prison becomes the final destination, or the cemetery. This ain't living, y'all. We're not just created to just keep navigating through these things by ourselves and working ourselves to the bone and not being able to even afford things after we've worked ourselves to the bone. Capitalism was not created to be beneficial to the masses, y'all. So just aspiring to be a capitalist is not going to get you to where you think it's going to get you. It's still going to be leeching off of the resources from the ground that have been stolen through war and torture and forced labor camps. And this is what we're dealing with when we look at global capitalism. The displacement of lands, the displacement of people from their land and disconnection of people from their lands, the murdering of indigenous people, imprisonment, torture, warfare. That's what makes capitalism run. If you call yourself a capitalist, that's what makes capitalism run. Is that what you want? Do you think economics has to be that way? There are people who are doing cooperatives, collectives, people who are utilizing the earth so people can have food, mutual aid, gift economies. There are all sorts of ways to bring about income that don't have to rely upon predatory capitalism that sucks the blood from the masses. And all of these contradictions come about as people try to get their material needs met. Where is our movement headed? All these grassroots organizations trying to compete with nonprofits who are hoarding money and resources, but still not shaking the foundation of the empire that is crushing us. Where are we going with this movement? It becomes redundant without actual strategy. We don't have to have uniformity and all look the same, but we do have to have principles and ethics and a direction that we're headed in a open manner where we're going to actually help each other get there. We're not all going to want the same results. And it's foolish to think that billions of people are all going to want the same results. But there are core things that we can start with. Anti-oppression being one of them. How in the world can anyone think that they're going to have a movement that wants to stop just their oppression, but not the oppression of everyone? It's preposterous. Where are we going when we don't defend each other and when we make fun of people for defending themselves? We think that the state has a right to kill and murder us. Those who have been kidnapped, those who have been snatched from our indigeneity in Africa and who have had to create a new African nation within so-called United States occupied Turtle Island. We have a right to resist. We have a right to clean air, water, education, health, love, to be able to love who we love and be able to walk through our own neighborhoods and communities without being harmed by other neighbors, so-called, and community members. Like, where are we going? What kind of movement are we creating out of all of this? When people say solidarity, what does that mean? What are you in solidarity with? We need to start asking people these questions. Exactly what are you an accomplice of? And who are you in solidarity with? How far are you willing to go? What is it that you're willing to do? And do you respect the self-determination of oppressed people? Or are you going to try to put your cultural norms, your ideology, your spiritual beliefs imposed upon others? And what makes you any different than the oppressors who do the same thing, imposing their ideologies, imposing their political and socioeconomic beliefs upon people and their spiritual beliefs upon people in an authoritarian manner? Anarchists having beef with socialists. Socialists having beef with socialists. And anarchists having beef with anarchists. And somehow we're supposed to be taking on the state too. These things causing serious problems. And instead of constructively criticizing and actually struggling and working through these things, they're flipped and twisted and manipulated to get some people more clout to their brands and their you know, whatever it is that they're aiming for. Those of us who consider ourselves to be freedom fighters, revolutionaries, people who are just tired and fed up and just want our liberation and our independence and separation from being under the jurisdiction of the empire that has harmed us for centuries, we're going to have to get it together. And we're going to have to seek and find each other and build actual true networks and connections and federations and get over the bullshit and the egotism and the self-centeredness. Settlers, and especially you. You're going to have to understand that you are not the center. You're not the vanguard. You're not the forefront of a liberation movement, of an independence movement on stolen ground that has stolen people and created a nightmare around the globe. You are not the vanguard. You are not the forefront. You are not the center. and black, brown, indigenous people who are abusers, who are oppressors, who are neocolonialists, who are parasitic capitalists, and who are oppressing other black, brown, and indigenous people. You're not the vanguard either. You're not the forefront either. You're not the center either. Unity. Yes, we don't need uniformity. We don't all have to look, think, act the same, no. But we do have to have principles, and we do have to have ethics, and we do have to look at this from a historical analysis and understand. Those who have been marginalized the most should be at the forefront of being listened to and supported. And that is with money, capital, items, things, tangible things, tools. I said capital, right? Tools, capitals, buildings, farm, land, weapons, training, medicines. All of these things should be freely flowing to black, brown, indigenous freedom fighters, to organizers, to healers, to teachers and builders who are not attacking the community, who are not leeching off of the community, who are not just looking to make a name for themselves in some, you know, petty bourgeoisie, you know, climb towards elitism. Those who are actually true to themselves and to the community should be supported. That's what settlers should be doing. That's what everyone should be doing. Some people want to be able to still be a part of this United States. I don't know what to tell you about that, other than I don't see how that could possibly work, that the slave wants to be embedded into the plantation. Some of us, such as the new Africans, we want our independence and our reparations and our self-determination. Some of us want to get the fuck out altogether of this empire and be nowhere near it and go to the diaspora around the globe. Some of us want to return and repatriate back to the source of our indigeneity in Africa, El Kabilan. But wherever we would go, we would have to wage struggle against imperialism, against colonialism, neocolonialism, capitalism, white supremacy, sexism, misogynoir, patriarchy, LGBTQ phobia, which intensifies and around the globe, or is being intensified around the globe. Murder, imprisonment, and general lack of humanity given to LGBTQ people around the globe, and it is being solidified even more in law in the United States as well. Give to the people who are the most marginalized. Give to black trans women. Give to black cis women. Give to black femmes, black gender non-conforming, non-binary people. And give to the people who are marginalized the most. Yes, that means also give to black men who are packed in the prisons and who are filling up the coffins, but who are also reacting and helping to pack the prisons and helping to fill up the coffins. Yes, we're going to have to address the contradictions within black malehood in the context of colonialism, though, in the context of imperialism, not just out of just like black men are just doing these things just because. We're going to have to look at everything about black, brown, indigenous people under the lens of, yes, and this is within an empire, and this is with active colonialism happening. Disenfranchisement. A lack of sovereignty and self-determination. We have to look at it through those lenses and not just through a personal lens of I've been harmed, so I don't fuck with these people. Well, that's understandable to separate from people who harm you. And you have a right to do that. Everyone has a right to do that. But we also have to look at what is going on and what is at the core of the abuse that we have eternally, internally within our communities while we're dealing with the external factors coming from the imperialism, the colonialism, and so on and so forth. We have to look at it all. We have to address it all. We have to support Black youth. We have to support Black children. We have to support Black seniors. And we have to help educate people so that we're not just going off of our petty biases and individuality, but we're looking at the bigger picture. There's so much separation because there is no real conversation and education. People just pass down, you know, ignorance from one generation to the next generation of people, of issues. People don't want to look in the mirrors and examine the fucked up shit that they do. People don't want to be critiqued. People don't want to self-critique. People let their friends do harmful shit, beat, slap, maim, rape, kill, pillage. And at some point, as you keep pointing at the government, the man, the, you know, the them, you're really pointing at the you. Ultimately, eventually, it's always going to lead back to you. And what can you do? What can you do as an individual? What can you do with other individuals? That creates an actual movement. There is no movement without reflection. There is no movement without criticism. There's no movement without studying and trying to be better people. There's no movement where we're treating others shitty and foul. That's not a fucking movement when we're stealing from each other. That's not a fucking movement. When we're watching people be homeless, that's not a movement. We watch people get manipulated and taken advantage of. That's not a movement. We can march down the street and carry signs until our feet are swollen and our ankles hurt. Those of us, you know, who have been doing this for a long time, with every new wave of involvement against issues, separate issues, after a while it doesn't even, you know, for me, I can say I see others get excited and riled up when there's new waves and movements, but if we continue in the same patterns over and over again, I just can't get excited about that. What made this summer excite me is that it was more aggressive and it was being led by more people who have been on the margins. And when I say led, I don't mean like some all-knowing demagogue, all-knowing dictatorship, a horizontal leadership amongst people. And if hierarchies were needed for temporary tasks, then, you know, so be it. People working that out amongst themselves. But people who often have been overlooked, disabled people, again, trans women, queer women, cis women, gender non-conforming people, non-binary people, hood brothers, imprisoned people, you know, bleeding, some with weapons, some without, entering into the movement that's often dominated by nonprofits, those who are marginalized and oppressed the most have to be the forefront, the center, the focus. So that's people not just in the cities, but in the rural areas. People who are in prison, incarcerated. People who are not fit and healthy. People who may be sick. Everyone has a say-so in liberation. But we've got to know what we're asking for and where we're going and what it is we want ultimately, because just side issues aren't going to be enough. You're going to have to call for the end of the entire empire. And you're going to have to deal with the contradictions that we have amongst each other. So where I am right now is that everything gets called out and dealt with, not necessarily online to put on a show, but one-on-one struggles with amongst each other if we're seriously committed to this, if we're serious about this. Respecting people's rights to be able to separate from chaos, pain, trauma. Respecting people's desires to want to mediate in pain and trauma within our communities, amongst each other, amongst organizers, amongst neighbors. Because again, it's not always safe to even organize for our own liberation and independence. And until it is, we are going to continue to have these problems. If we can't even be safe amongst each other, how in the fuck do we conquer the empire? If I'm constantly have to worry that I'm going to be attacked because I'm gender nonconforming, because I'm queer, because I'm a black woman, because I'm poor, because I have mood disorders. Are we going to bang on the motherfucking system or not? Are we going to keep banging on each other and just go on this fucking hamster wheel? I'm tired. I don't have to have beef with you because you have a spiritual or ideological difference with me, unless it is about oppressing me and other people. People have cultural differences, and that's okay, as long as it's not based and situated in oppressing myself and other people. We've got to have the political maturity to understand that, to be able to move forward and have clear-cut objectives of what the fuck we're looking for and have actual support. So I'll be going out, reaching out with a renewed fire, if you will. Because what we've been doing, while valiant and takes courage, it might not have been the most strategic way that we've been organizing. And it's time to refocus and get cohesive. And with our alliances and federations that we're creating amongst our individual, our grassroots, our neighborhood, and even very small nonprofits that are fighting against oppression. So I'm going to be led by queer, trans, gender nonconforming people. I'm going to be led by incarcerated people. I'm going to be led by hood sisters and hood brothers. I'm going to be led by disabled people. I'm going to be led by youth. I'm going to be led by elders. I'm going to be led by black, brown, indigenous people who are not against their people, but for the liberation and independence of their people. I'm going to be reaching out and working with those people. I'm going to be reaching out and working with anti-racist white people who understand that when we speak about abolition, the mythological created category of whiteness and all of that that is connected to white supremacy and oppression has to go. Has to go. I'm going to be working with people who give a fuck, have an objective and a direction that they're headed towards, beyond reforms, beyond integrating into a burning house. So as an individual, you'll see me do what I do. You'll see me with the New African Liberation Collective. You'll see me with Malcolm X Grassroots Movement. You'll see me with UGMA People's Progress Party. You'll see me with Food Clothing Resistance Collective. You'll see me with Maroon Movement. And and you'll see me working directly, being led, leading, horizontally, supporting, autonomy, self-determination, independence, as a new African, Afro-Indigenous person, as a woman, as a freedom fighter, and as someone who's really just completely tired of contradictions not being dealt with, and more harm just day in and day out, and suffering, even amidst your joy, just sufferings and suffering, and you enjoy it one day and then it's more suffering the next. So I'm reaching out. We'll be doing political education. We'll be doing mutual aid. We'll be doing prisoner support. We're looking for land, we're looking for housing, we're looking for resources, capital. But we're not capitalists, because we don't want to utilize it through exploitation for hoarding of the resources, the materials, the health. The wealth. We're not looking for that. So, yeah, this wasn't me entertaining you, because I don't feel like entertaining, I don't feel like joking, I don't feel like laughing, I feel like getting free. And I am recommitting myself to the work that I've been doing for 30 years. Recommitting myself to the new African independence movement, recommitting myself to LGBTQ liberation, women liberation, Black, Brown, Indigenous liberation, and all of those liberations is disconnecting from the empire and not embedding into it towards our own independence and creating of new realities. Recommitting myself to mental health advocacy, recommitting myself to education in general, political education, and definitely recommitting myself to the land and hands in the dirt and building and growing and nurturing and health and wellness and healing and love. I'm recommitting myself to all of that, and I invite all of my comrades to do the same, to reflect, to critique constructively with love, to get away from being performative, to bang on a system, and to get free. So with that being said, I will see you all on another episode. That's probably going to be a little bit more of an entertainment value. And we'll be bringing KLC back. We have a lot of new things that are coming up. We have some events that are coming up. Mutual aid events coming up on May Day. Another big community giveaway. Of course, Maroon Movement will be giving out PPE as always. We're going to be building up locally with other organizations, trying to get more mutual aid and create bigger, connected, interconnected, local, and maybe if not even possible, it is possible, national mutual aid networks and prison support networks and abolition networks. Abolition not just being a prison, but of the state apparatus that is imprisoning us all, the empire. I'm going to be on a panel the day before May Day with a bunch of organizers, talking about what that direction looks like, where we're all headed, where we're all going, how are we pushing forward after the George Floyd verdict. And the following week we'll be combining with another grassroots organization that is trying to push forward towards autonomy, and we'll be having a nice dialogue that I'm looking forward to having, because we're reaching out and we're being reached out to, and it's time to set aside our differences that are not based in oppression, to push forward. And again, let's get free. So until next time, I'm Simile the RBG. All power to the people. And on behalf of KLC, all pleasure to the people. I leave you with peace.